Celebrating over 25 years of ministry service, this is the Ministry of Marriage on HerFaithRadio.com with Shelley Freelo, author, speaker, founder, and president of HerFaithVillage.com Ministries, a multifaceted ministry for women and youth. Welcome to our first episode of the Ministry of Marriage. For our first episode, we're going to study what exactly did God design the union between man and woman to be. And we're going to be looking at Genesis 2, 15 through 25. Let's begin. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." That was 15 through 17. Let's park there for just a moment. Right off the bat, we see that God ordained the man to be the headship. He was created first. He gave, the word came from God to Adam, from Adam to Eve. So we automatically see that there was an order that God had designed for the man and woman's relationship. Let's pick up at verse 18. "Then the Lord said, 'It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.' Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called, every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, 'This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken from out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.' And the man and his wife were both naked and were both not ashamed." Let's break that down a little bit. First, we see in verse 18 that God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone." So it's already established by God that God was going to create a being that was suitable for the man. Now let's drop down to verse 21, where it says, "So the Lord caused a deep sleep." When we read verses 19 through 20, we see that every living thing was made from the dust of the earth. But when we get to verse 21, we see that something very different happens. "So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took out one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that God took, he turned that into woman." So right off the bat, we see that God designed the woman in a most unique way. She was made different from every other living being. She was created out of man, which means that although she is not man, she was created with part of him, to be part of him. She was created to be his helper, his helpmate. What does that mean? What does it mean to be a helpmate? That means that where he's lacking, she picks up. Where he's faulty. She fills in the gaps where he's not apt. She's the one that's there to give him the eyes that he needs and the knowledge that he needs to succeed in whatever God is designed for him to do. Let's remember, ladies, you are listening to the Ministry of Marriage with Shelley Frelo on HerFaithRadio.com. Join Shelley each week as she shares biblical insights for today's woman on marriage, dating, and all things in between. Now, let's get back to today's message. The man was created to have stewardship over the earth. The woman was created to help him do that. So the original creation of husband and wife was for the man to walk in his role as leader, for the man to walk in his role as steward over God's creation here on earth, and the woman was to walk in her role as the helper for the man to accomplish what God had ordained for him to accomplish. Now, as we drop down to verse 23, we see that the man rejoices in his new gift that the Lord gives him. He's so happy over it. He says, "This at last is bone of my bone." That means he's acknowledging this unique creature, that this is something that was made just for me. The next thing that we can see is that the man says, "And a man shall leave his mother and father and cling to his wife." Now, this was the first man and woman on the planet, right? So if that's the case, the goal for mankind was always to populate the earth. And in that population, the original plan was for the husband and the wife to be one unit, working toward one goal with God's purpose in mind. The next thing that we see in verse 25 is we see that the man and the woman were naked before each other. How does that interpret to what God's original plan was? When I am naked, I am completely vulnerable. I have nothing that I can hide from the person that sees me. They see all of my imperfections. They see everything that there is to see about me, right? And I love in the last part of this where it says that they were naked, but they were not ashamed. That means that the husband and the wife were supposed to be real with each other. They were not supposed to have anything in their relationship that would bring them shame. That they could be completely exposed, completely vulnerable, completely open before one another. So now the question becomes, what happened? How did we get so far away from the original plan that God had for the man and woman, the husband and wife? Join me for our next episode as we walk down that journey to figure out what happened and how do we get back to God's original plan. Thank you for listening. We're so happy you tuned in today. Please join Shelley next week for another insightful episode of the Ministry of Marriage podcast on HerFaithRadio.com. If you would like to be a featured podcaster on HerFaithRadio.com, contact us at podcast@HerFaithRadio.com. Thank you for listening.